AI News by Conjero.
Anthropic tightening access to Claude Mythos is more than a product move. It's starting to look like a governance problem.
Right, because the company says it can spot security vulnerabilities better than many humans. But if outside groups can't really see it in action, that claim is hard to verify.
And that matters a lot in Europe. Authorities there now have much less visibility into how the system behaves in practice.
The UK looks very different. Reports suggest UK authorities are already running their own tests, which gives them a much stronger line of sight.
That gap is huge. Access is what makes validation possible. Without controlled exposure, you can't reliably reproduce results or probe failure modes.
Especially for a tool in this category. It's not just a chatbot, it's a vulnerability finding system, so questions about false positives, misses, and noise really matter.
Exactly. If it's surfacing code or configuration weaknesses, regulators and security teams need to know what it catches, what it misses, and how trustworthy the outputs are.
And restricted access interrupts the normal security testing loop. These tools are usually judged by repeatability, benchmark performance, and adversarial testing.
Without that, the model's advantage stays mostly vendor-defined. That makes incident response harder too, because teams need to know how much confidence to place in the findings.
The Europe angle is especially tricky. Regulators are trying to build stronger AI oversight, but they still depend heavily on vendor cooperation for frontier systems.
So if one jurisdiction can test the model and another can't, you end up with uneven assurance standards. That's not just a paperwork issue.
No, it can affect deployment decisions, compliance, and liability. Buyers want to know where findings are stored, who can access them, and how quickly vulnerabilities are patched.
There's also a market split risk. Some buyers may rush to adopt Mythos-like systems, while others wait for independent evidence before they trust them.
And that trust is the real control point. If a system can genuinely improve security, it still needs reproducible testing, clear limits, and documented failure cases.
So the ask is pretty simple. Independent testing, defined conditions, and a published explanation of what the model is meant to do and where it breaks down.
Because if it's going to sit in the security stack, the evaluation has to be as disciplined as the workflows it's supposed to help.
AI News by Conjero.